John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Now, the last few days, with the focus very much, of course, on Townsville, there have been some things that have had to be overlooked, which is a pity. But when we're talking for weeks, really, about the arrival in town of these flights out of New Zealand, and that started last Saturday. In fact, this is from Saturday's Cairns Post. Tourism leaders setting their sights on enticing more than 70,000 Kiwi tourists across the ditch. As Cairns opens its gates and arms to its first dose of international tourism in 15 months. And it says here the first Qantas direct flight from Auckland landed on Saturday afternoon with about 130 people on board, although those numbers predicted to steadily climb alongside capacity with both Qantas and Air New Zealand taking on the route. And they'd peak at 7 weekly flights and an extra 2,700 seats. Now, that 2,700, it says here, is far higher than the pre-COVID figures. Now, hopes exist of making it a year-round route instead of seasonal. And New Zealand's looking for escaping the winter chill, and Far North is heading for the ski slope set to pack out these planes. There are hopes visitor numbers will exceed the average 60 to 70,000 who usually head across the Tasman. Very, very interesting developments. We're going to get an update now because Gary Porter's on the line. Gary's the head of aviation out at our airport. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, John.
How did Saturday go, by the way? That was a Qantas flight, not an Air New Zealand flight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Qantas flight. It was very surprising. A lot of emotional reunions. There was plenty of people that hadn't seen their family in a long time. It was actually very good scenes.
Lots of hugs and kisses and tears, I suppose.
There was all round. I think even some of the staff in the international, there was a few that were emotional. It was the first time that they'd been able to work in a long time.
Oh, really? Now, was it about 130 getting off the flight?
Yeah, it was just over 130. I think it was about 136 on board and about the same going out. So very, very promising for a first flight.
What's the capacity of that plane?
165.
Oh, well, it's just about full. Let's go to what's happened since. Have there been flights since and are they full?
So the next one's this Saturday, which is Qantas again, and same numbers, around that 130, 140 numbers. And then commencing later in the month, the Air New Zealand flights, which will start with three and then work their way up to four, they're sitting around the 60, 70% capacity already in the forward booking. So things are looking good.
Well, a 60... good, is it? I would have thought there would have been a
bit
of a rush.
Well, you know, we're still a month out or three weeks out. We've now got Qantas on the same route that wasn't there before.
Oh, yes.
So the passenger numbers from an early booking, and once again, I think this is the confidence where people are booking last minute, hoping if the borders are open, then they'll travel. And that we've seen that internationally for the last month, is that the bookings have been coming on last minute.
Now, the Air New Zealand planes, how many can they hold?
Same. They sit around the 170, 180.
Okay. When they're talking this article about, you know, exceeding the average 60 to 70,000 who usually head across the Tasman, are you still upbeat about that chance?
Yeah, we're pretty confident in that space. I think between the two airlines, there's been a lot of work to entice the Kiwis across the ditch. And like I said, for our first flight to have that amount of volume, particularly when you look at Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and Adelaide, Tasmania, they've all been operating New Zealand flights.
Yeah.
Tasmania is a new flight. Adelaide's a reintroduction. And so for us to still hold good numbers is a good sign for us to set ourselves up for the remaining part of the June, July, August.
Now, Gary, let's look at these flights, both airlines for that matter. Are they at convenient times? Are they daytime flights? Do they connect with planes to the South Island or whatever?
Funny you say that, because we were just doing some work on that again yesterday to look at potential capacity past October.
Mm.
And Wellington, Christchurch, Nelson, they all connect both ways. So at the moment we've got daytime flights. And so the opportunity for regional New Zealand to come to our region is there, and we'll make sure that as the seasons change, that the flights are at a suitable time to make sure we get those connections.
It's wonderful, isn't it, actually, just contemplating an international connection again between Cairns and another country. I'm just struggling to get used to it.
I mean, it has been an interesting 12 months, and I think we're in for another interesting 12 months.
Now, can I ask you about air links between, for example, Port Moresby and Cairns? Is there talk about reinstating them, or are they off the cards for an extended period of time?
They get reviewed on a fortnightly basis, and I think Air New Guinea is starting to replan for a potential late June, early July. But that will all be dependent on some of the controls and mechanisms around the essential workers being able to get in and out of Australia.
So, at the moment, is there a connection that's fairly regular between Moresby and Brisbane?
There is. They're still going in. They're going into the dedicated quarantine hub. And there's a lot more stringent protocols in terms of New Guinea flights.
Isn't that funny? I was just looking at the Pacific last night and it was lit up like a Christmas tree, but obviously that's not people coming in from New Guinea.
No, that's right. And the Pacific's an interesting one in itself.
Now, can I just ask you about the international terminal? Someone, it might have been letters to the editor or someone might have rung in, I can't remember, saying that the international terminal on the outside could do with a lick of paint. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, so that's something that we're looking at. Obviously, like everyone over COVID, we want to make sure the face and the postcard of the arrival, and our team are looking at how we can dress that up.
Now, Gary, this is a tricky one. The Prime Minister, though, has been talking about establishing links when we open our borders, and once again he's talking with Singapore. What's your comment on that matter?
Yeah, so I think I've mentioned it before, John, is that we're in part of those dialogues. We've already got Singapore flights going across carrying freight.
Yeah.
We used to have silk, and silk has now been converted into Singapore. Mm. It's one that we believe is a great opportunity to bring repatriation flights home, but also those international students, which are key to our region, to assist in some of the casual labour that we're short on at the moment.
Mm.
So it's a key priority for us.
Now, are you thinking 2021 or 2022?
Well, we did have 21, but I think it's going to be more likely 22.
Okay. All right, Gary, very interesting update. Thank you.
No worries, John. Always a pleasure.
It's Gary Porter. He's head of aviation at our Cairns Airport. Coming up to 21.